Stephen Benwell Group, 2017 to 2024. 26 works of varying dimensions are displayed on a narrow floating white ledge attached to the wall of the gallery. They are spaced at equal distances on the shelf. Some of the works are bronzes, others earthenware. Many are on small plinths that are an integral part of the pieces, and there are varied finishes across the works. Subjects vary, however, the main thrust of the works draw on Benwell's love of antiquities. These works, as a group, hold traditional poses, and the surfaces vary from lumpy and bumpy, as if aged and decaying, to pieces covered in shiny modern glazes. Figures are freely formed, rather than overworked or intricate. Some of the titles are evocative. Others describe in simple terms the objects, such as torso on plinth, statue holding a severed head, and figure in cloak. White figure shows a white, slender, abstracted form, poised elegantly atop a heavy, brick-like square plinth that is spattered with colour, black, green and blue, with touches of yellow and red. Several works are without plinths. One of these is Rock Face, which shows a white, well-modelled face with a pink scarf wrapped over its head. The figure appears to have raised its left arm behind its covered head. The rest of the upper body morphs into a lumpy and irregular rock-like face. Another work, titled Two Busts, is comprised of two vase-like objects with cone-like bottoms, pinch into a narrow waist-like form, and then expand rapidly to shoulder width below the heads. These two are much like the white plaster busts of composers or marble busts of ancient emperors. However, they are much smaller, with little facial detail and decorated with generous touches of yellow, red, black and brown over the white shiny glaze. In the piece Hamlet, the dark-headed Hamlet looks at a round yellow skull in his left hand. His right hand at his heart appears to clasp the front of his clothing. His head is turned to the left, observing poor Yorick's skull, while below, at his feet, a pile of yellow stones echo the colour of the skull. The plinth is washed in blue and grey. There are two bronzes, hose and overcoat, which share a sense of speed and haste in the making. Works have a bright metallic sheen. In pose, figure appears nearly angular. Pose, reminiscent of a cowboy, with facets and planes on the torso, and widespread legs shaped like cats or chaps. Penis protrudes at the front, and the left arm is held up to his head, which could have a hat. The right arm is held out from the slim body, ending just below waist height. The figure looks down to the right with neck slightly inclined. The square plinth looks slightly melted and pulls a little at the base. In overcoat, figure is well camouflaged, as if grown out of the plinth on which it stands, and overgrown with a rough and textured surface or coat. Flowing lines from the head could reference a long crinkly beard and folds of fabric. The sculpture is enigmatic and solid, immovable, as if the figure is an ancient presence. Broken 2022 shows a plinth 110 by 110 by 65 millimetres high. It holds several disjointed or broken pieces of a small figure. The head and neck piece look as if it's fallen backwards onto the plinth and it lies staring upwards. Its face is white with touches of blue around its chest and amongst suggestions of draped cloth or jagged edges on top of the plinth. It is rich with colour. The edges of the plinth drip with runs of blue, red, black, brown and white porcelain slip, and a cloth drapes from above over a corner of an otherwise plain, squat earthenware base. The surfaces of these busts and figures are textured, fractured, even disintegrated, suggestive of architectural ruins, drawing on Benwell's great love and knowledge of Greek and Roman statues. These works were made between 2017 and 2024 and highlight frailty and imperfection.